Yes, that's right. It's RTU 98.5, and now it's time for some highbrow, crumbly, delicious, buttery discussion. It's time for scone scoring. Good morning, Ruben.
Hello, Liam. Hello.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. The weather's warm. Sun's out. And,
I know. It's quite lovely. It's been lovely last couple of days, actually.
Yeah, you know, like, I think we're really into spring now, you know.
If we go by the
Gregorian calendar, we are technically in spring, but I think we've been in spring for a wee bit longer than that. You know?
Yeah, I don't really know what, like, the official dates and all that are.
I think it's the 1st of September.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, hey, so just before we came on air, we were discussing... are you fussy? I said I'm fussy about some things, and you confidently said you're certainly fussy about some things.
I mean, I think I'd be lying if I said I wasn't. I think everyone's
got their thing.
And people who say they're not fussy just suck, because they're like, no, I'm not fussy, and then they're fussy. You know?
Yeah.
They're liars, is what they are.
And one of those things is, of course, scones.
Oh, yeah, the glorious crumbly goodness that we know as the scone.
I have been craving a scone discussion recently.
Yeah, me too.
Please tell me, where have you gone? What's good?
Look, I mean,
I actually feel like I haven't seen you in a while.
Well, no, I've been out of the studio for a couple of weeks. So you've been a little bit sick, and you were sick, and
I know, back and forth.
Yeah, so I thought I'd do a bit of a scone roundup because it's been a couple of weeks.
Lovely.
So look, I've been eating scones all over the show as per usual. I've had some good ones, I've had some bad ones, I've had some ones in between. But there are certainly some highlights that I'd like to talk about.
Mm.
I think today I'd like to start the show off by talking about a neighbour of ours, Tom's.
Oh, yes.
Tom's over there on Southwark?
Southwark.
Southwark,
yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
We popped in there the other day. The story was that I came in early than I normally would because I had a scone review with you.
Oh, yes.
And I didn't check my phone and I was like... nice and early, prompt and ready to be here. And then
saw my message.
Yeah, and then I saw your message. No. I was like, oh, man. But I hadn't actually prepared a scone. So I was like, oh, I'll go get a scone. So I went to Tom's and I got a scone. And it was really good. I think, and don't quote me on this because you could get sick, but I feel like it's gluten-free. I think it's gluten-free. It was a couple of weeks ago now. Which, you know, I feel like is a there's a lot to unpack about that.
I know.
But for sure, it was still really good.
Okay. They play a role in society.
Oh, for sure. For sure. We've got to allow to our gluten intolerant friends.
Yes, that's right.
And the likes. But this one had pickled jalapenos in it. And what I liked about it was... you know, you've got jalapeno, and that's you think spicy, right? You know, you don't think like habanero spice, but you think spicy to some degree. But I think people often miss out on the fact that jalapenos are pickled. So they're also like sour.
Yes,
and
they
What I really liked about this scone was I got a good crack of the pickled element in there as well.
Mm.
Yeah. So
that would really cut through as well.
Oh, it absolutely did. And when you're thinking about it, you know, like salt, acid, fat, and heat, you're the pillars of a culinary society.
Oh, absolutely.
And your standard cheese scone has got a lot of the fat.
Mm-hmm.
If you've warmed it up, it's warm. That's not the same kind of heat, but, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Often it's got a bit of salt. And often it doesn't have the heat, I guess, but this added the acid and the heat.
Yeah,
and we had the holy, the holy, not trifecta, the holy... The quadfector.
Quadfector? Yeah. Yum!
The four horsemen of the scone apocalypse.
Oh, that's fantastic. I am such a sucker for a jalapeno.
Yeah, so that was a real highlight. So I'm going to go on the cheeseometer, the sconeometer. I'm going to give that one a solid 3.9 out of 5. Out of 5.
Okay,
that
is actually quite promising.
Yeah. I think it was really good.
Really like Tom's aesthetically as a place.
You know, something I've thought about Tom's since they opened is why are places not using the royal blue colour more?
Primary
blue. Primary colours. People avoid them, but they're fantastic. And I totally agree. When Tom first opened up, I went in there, this was a couple of years ago, and I was wearing this corduroy half zip. It was like Marlboro merch. And it was a bright red.
Love, yeah.
And I was blue. And there was a lady there taking photos for like Avenues magazine. She was like, oh, can I take a photo of you? Because it's just so primary.
You look fantastic.
It felt like, I think it was a highlight of my career. Perhaps leading on to knowing that I'd be doing this one day. You know,
I mean, there's nothing like an unexpectedly great photo.
Oh, absolutely. I never saw the photo, but you know, it's out there in the ether somewhere. So that was a highlight. But I've had other scones. Another scone that I had in the last couple of weeks was, and I've sort of briefly mentioned it on the show before, but I want to give it some proper airtime. And that was I had I think it's a harissa cream cheese scone at Supreme.
Wow, harissa cream cheese.
Yeah. Now I really enjoyed that one there, Liam. It was a really unique thing because on paper I feel like it had a lot of features to it that I would normally say I wouldn't like about a scone, but it executed it in a really well way. Like if I want a scone, I want it to kind of be like springy, a little bit doughy, crunchy, but not, you know.
Yeah.
But this one was, it was kind of dry, but in a really good way. I don't know how to explain that. It was like almost like a biscuity.
I was going to say it's a bit more biscuity.
Not like, you know, American biscuity. I'm kind of meaning it was dry, but I think that lends itself really well to soaking up the butter.
Had a bit of chew to it.
Paired well with the coffee that I was having, and it was a really nice experience. And they did the classic cut in half onto the flat griddle, crispy on one side.
Yeah.
The one thing I'll say about Supreme, and I love those guys, James and the team there know what they're doing, but man, the butter, if it is butter, it might even just be margarine. They put it in some sort of canister and like whip it and sort of spray it out so it's kind of like a wee.
Yeah, I know what you're
But they put
about.
It in the fridge and it gets so hard that you can't spread it. You're just ripping through your scone if you spread
really?
It on your, that knocked it back a wee bit.
Yeah, now that is a serious, that's like a big butter problem as well. Yeah. Now, tell me, the cream cheese of the situation, is important detail to me. Was it like a dollop on top or was it kind of within the scone?
It was baked on top.
Yeah.
So it was the top half. And that's one thing that I'm not going to cut marks off them for it because it's just how it is. But I guess it's like I want the cream cheese on the whole scone. But I know. We're talking
It kind of centers it.
Quantum physics hasn't really figured that out yet.
No, we're
waiting on them. I've been talking to NASA and those fellas over there, and they're working on it. But currently, cream cheese can only exist on one side of a scone, and that's okay. We have to accept that.
Yeah. And you can kind of like, if the scone is heated up enough, you can sort of like spread it a little bit, but it can be quite difficult. What I do want to say though, is the whole slice in half, face down on the griddle.
Okay.
Like that is the best way to heat a scone.
You reckon?
I do. I'm like really impassioned about that way. And like again, a lot of places sort of just do the microwave or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm real big on like almost kind of toasting it.
Yeah.
Which is controversial.
I think it has its place, and I really like a really fluffy scone. So there's something about cutting into the scone myself that I do like because I almost like the crisp on the outside and the fluff on the inside. But that actually is a good segue to my next scone. And I'm actually, for the love of God, trying to remember where it was, and I'll remind you when I do. But I did have a scone that's still worth talking about, even if I can't remember where it was.
Yeah, right.
I can't, for the life of me, remember where it was. But it was not a good experience.
Oh, no.
Okay. And I don't know. This is our first negative review.
Can you disparage a place?
Can we disparage a place?
Hints.
I think hints are good. It was, let's just say it was a Catholic theme to the space.
Oh wow!
You wouldn't be amiss finding perhaps nuns in the general area.
Oh right.
Anyway, I think this was a dropping of the ball
for
a cafe that normally has the ball. So you know, take that as a hey, you let me down, but I still think you're worth it because you've done better for me.
There is nothing more strong than the conflict of emotions when a place you like serves something
bad. Right? Yeah.
Oh my God, mine fuck. Really.
And I'll tell you what the problem was we had a gloriously moist and doughy and chewy sort of internal structure to the scone. Yep. Good crumb, heaps of aeration through it, lots of air pockets.
Yeah.
But the outside was hard as a rock, and they just cooked it for probably, you know, in the oven for maybe 6 or 7 minutes too long.
Oh, shit.
Six or seven because it was enough for it to be noticeable.
That's quite a long, more time than you need.
And I was having a conversation with a friend about sort of textures in food, and I think we were talking about how you kind of, in most things, aside from vegetables, you want crispy, not crunchy. Now, you want a crunchy carrot, but do you want a crunchy scone or do you want a crispy on the outside?
Yeah, totally.
And this was crispy taken too far. So it was crunchy, it was hard to get through, it was dry and crunchy,
they
and then
really,
perfect in the middle.
They fall apart at that point.
Nah, this one didn't actually. Honestly, it was so cooked. It was like a stone.
Oh my god!
And I was disappointed because I almost had the feeling of wanting to cut it open and like pick out the inside and eat it almost like a bread bowl because the inside was so good, but the outside.
That was really disappointed. Conflict,
and it made
it?
Me kind of want. Oh, I've never been closer in my life to going, hey, can I have a different scone because this one's absolutely cooked beyond hell. So I was really disappointed about that one, and that one I'm going to give an honorary.
Now, what's that? A standard scone, cheese, flavoured scone?
Yeah, yep. Standard cheese scone flavour.
Oh, it was. Okay.
Standard cheese scone flavour, and I think I want to rate that one a two, an honorary two. If I knew if I didn't know that cafe does produce quality scones on the usual, and I do think this was a one-off.
Yeah, right.
It would have definitely been a one. They got a point in there for honorary. And the inside was, granted, quite a nice texture. But, let me down with the external. And I was disappointed. It was hard to cut through. It was like a butter knife through a tree or something.
I would love to know what they're doing to the scone before they put it in the oven there. Because things
going right.
Such an extreme contrast between the outside and the inside.
What I'd say is just the oven's too hot, I reckon. Because it's cooking the outside before it cooks the inside.
Yeah.
So the inside gets perfectly cooked and the outside's too cooked.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Well, Ruben, as usual, it's a freaking pleasure to have you in here.
My pleasure.
I just absolutely adore fucking some scone chat.
Scone chats, and please.
Love it. I want to try this harissa one.
Yeah, I recommend it. And I'd say to the listeners out there, you know, send in your requests. Yeah. Liam will let me know if you want me to try a scone for you. If you're a bit scared and you want me to try it for you, let me know and I'm happy to do it.
Or if you know of places with either notably good or notably bad scones.
Yes.
Please inform
And this
us.
Includes sweet scones, especially good sweet scones, because sweet scones are always kind of mid-tier for me.
They,
but man, if you can find a good sweet scone.
Oh my God, if I could be blown out of the water by a sweet scone.
I'll see what I can do for you next week.
That'd be really nice, quite frankly. Mm-hmm. Right,